So you're tuning to Salam Radio Show, and we're on call at the moment with Uncle Wayne Coco Wharton from Brisbane. Hello, Uncle Wayne Coco, how are you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, mate. So who have I got?
You've got Mirna from Salam Radio Show.
G'day, Mirna.
How's it going at Camp Sovereignty?
Well, there's a little bit of drizzle, but it looks like there's blue skies up the end, and there's a heap of ducks. There's a little bit of drizzle, but there's a lot of people here gathering.
Yeah, amazing.
I think we've got a 5 o'clock start, so if this drizzle stays away, and if anyone's got a spare gazebo they can donate for us to use, that'd be great. Keep some of the weather off.
Yeah, amazing. So there's gazebo. People can wear raincoat. And it's a great site as well. There's been lots of amazing events over there.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this specific event? What's gonna unfold?
Well, what we're doing tonight, it's a lead up into the weapons stuff over the next week.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of activities, a lot of the planning, a lot of the hubs will be here, and how we go about that. But more directly, I guess tonight we're giving a talk about what happened in Kanaki and what we're doing.
Yep.
And what's going on at the moment, and give everybody an update and show some slides and photos and take some questions. But like I said, it's really about planning how we go into the next week with the weapons and that.
Yeah, amazing. So this is organized by Disrupt Land Forces together with yours, and it's going at Camp Sovereignty. What would you say to the listeners out there in terms of in inviting them to come?
Well, if they've got time, like tonight, to come and have a listen, but over the next 5 days, if they've got time to, I guess, participate, bring some gazebos up or tarps, it's always good, and firewood's always good, and just come and participate if they've got a day or two, and talk about strategies. This is, you know, it's about stopping wars and stopping
it's
the creation
important.
Of arms. And you know, the biggest one that the Australian government have got to address is how we conduct ourselves and how we address the situation with the AUKUS and what the AUKUS are doing and nuclear mob are doing with the various countries in the Pacific. And Australia's got to, you know, it's the major producer of nuclear weapons in terms of the purchase of the AUKUS, the submarines, you know, in the whole of the Pacific.
Yeah, yeah. It's very relevant to every person living in so-called Australia to come and to get informed. Why do you think it matters to participate in these events?
Well, war doesn't help anybody. We've just seen what is happening in Gaza. We've seen what's happening with the Palestinians. We see what's happening in the Congo. We see what's happening in Libya. War doesn't advance anybody. What it does is cause harm and devastation. So it's really how we get through that and how we look at war, and when we're looking at wars, you know, the one thing we should be looking at is peace.
Yeah.
Is how we get more people, and then how we stop maiming people and stop producing this economy out of the sales of weapons. And how we stop causing hostilities and harm and mayhem with the destruction of people's lives.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's so reassuring to see the amount of young people that actually are turning up to these things and actually stopping the events happening, like the sales conferences where people turn up with their checkbooks and are buying and selling, you know, weapons of mass destruction and harm.
Yeah, we've seen that this campaign was successful in Meanjin, Brisbane.
Yeah.
Do you think it will be as successful here in Nam?
Yeah, well, let's get Australia known for disrupting weapon sales. Let's get a real good rep, you know, a real good reputation as, you know, being shutting down weapons. So it's now, I guess, Nam's chance to do it. And I think there's a going from the people that turned up to the rally today. I think there's a good possibility we can close it down.
Yeah. It's really incredible to see the solidarity between all sorts of groups and also having Indigenous representatives and leaders leading a lot of these events as well. It's really beautiful to see.
Well, it is. It's, you know, we've got a great opportunity if we can to make a country here in this place where we've got people from all over the world that have come here for their freedom and to get away from persecution and find solace. So if we can get together and build on that and actually pull down the things that the two-party preferred process and start taking it apart and putting back together a government that reflects everybody here and create a continent or a nation that's full of spirit and goodwill and everything else. And I think that's where we're all aiming. And like the old saying says, that no one's free until we're all free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. We're all in this together.
No, well, I think it's an opportunity for people here to show
definitely.
The world how possible it is.
Yeah.
And we've got to have one example. I think, you know, Australia's in a position led by First Nations people to see how we can create a continent and environment so that, you know, it reflects what the particularly the moral and ethical standards that we have.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good luck with the event. I will join after the show. Do you think it will keep going after
we'll
a certain time?
Yeah, we'll give us a call each day and we'll try and give you an update of where we're at and what we've been able to achieve each day over next week.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Salam. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Uncle.
Yeah, well,
and
don't get the word out. Like I said, if anyone's got a spare gazebo or a tarp or
firewood,
bring it up to the domain, drop it off. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, you heard that, listeners. So if you have a gazebo or anything to protect you from the rain or to give to the camp sovereignty, please do. Please help as much as you can. And is there anything else you'd like to tell us about, Uncle?
Well, just that if we turn up and we all take a part, and it was great standing with the organisers of the Palestinian march today and how we involved everything and how we build on that. I think the challenge is there and see where we go with it.
Amazing, yeah. Yeah, let's stay hopeful. And thanks so much for doing this and being on Salam. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, mate. But yeah, give us a yell and we'll do it again.
Yes. Amazing. All right.
Thank you.
That was Uncle Wayne Coco Wharton, Kuma Murray from Meanjin, Brisbane. He's at Camp Sovereignty right now and inviting everyone who's interested in stopping wars to come and join and listen to the First Nation people, be informed of really important issues that we're facing here in Melbourne and that are going to bite us at the end.
You've been listening to part of 3CR's wider coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024. Produced by dedicated volunteer programmers at our independent community radio station. You can listen back to more of 3CR's coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024 at 3cr.org.au/DLF2024.